The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
I tell you, today was one of these mornings, one of these, I don't know, you never know when it's going to happen. Much like the gospel today, you know, the wind of the Spirit, it functions in a way that we just don't know as human beings at all. Gosh, I wish I did. Because this morning, for some reason during prayer, you just have some of those moments where you feel a closeness to God, or you feel very much consoled by him. And, you know, sometimes it's just a combination of all these things. Maybe messages or things that people have said to you, the readings of the day, you know, all kinds of things, your disposition. You actually wake up in the morning and feel like relatively normal instead of creaky or something like that. And but one of the things that really had spoken to me was that my spiritual director had really made me aware of this only about a year ago. And he had written kind of an article about this in his diocese at one point about St. Barnabas. And we hear that, so Joseph, but the name that the apostles gave to Joseph was Barnabas. And Barnabas, the son of encouragement. And I was just like, that's what I want to be. I want to be a son of encouragement. And he was that. I sent him a message. He's like, "You are." And I was just like, I just, that speaks to me so much, that the character of who Barnabas actually was. And oddly, just friends from my past life that I'd worked with in Colorado, all things kind of revolved around that idea of networking and being kind of a central person, really, for Christ. Now, in that group of friends, none of them are really practicing believers of any sort. But of course, my source for that is always going to be God. I'm always going to point back to that source. And the funny thing is that a friend of mine is doing a very good and charitable work, starting a nonprofit in Indiana, helping a lot of people who are in need. And we were talking about, he was a Marine, and we were talking about post-traumatic stress. And then I was talking about, so he goes, "You know, I don't know a lot about religion, but I do know about post-traumatic stress. We need to talk, and maybe we can trade information." I was like, that's great. I was just like what we used to do in the past. But it was that moment there that I saw that this possible doorway, or this opening, that I think my friend, the way that he functions, if he can shift his gaze from this earthly reality, that the fact that he actually wants to help people and be a son of encouragement, if he actually shifts his gaze towards a heavenly reality, then that's absolutely going to transform the work he does. I know it. I know it for absolute. There's very few things I know for certain, but that I know for absolute certain is that if he shifts that gaze, and that's exactly what happens with Nicodemus. It's just like, how are you going to understand heavenly things if you don't understand, you know, some of these other things? He's talking about shifting his gaze upward to Christ. And what ends up happening when we are discouraged? As soon as we get discouraged, just think about your own children. Any time that they have ever been discouraged, you know, and they say something that they're disappointed in themselves for doing, or they know that you're disappointed in them, what happens immediately to their posture? They look straight down and won't make eye contact with you anymore. That's what everybody kind of looks like when they get discouraged. And so what happens in our discouragement? We shift to terrible earthly habits, non-virtuous things. We look for comfort in all kinds of things of the world. I don't know, maybe it's like retail therapy. Maybe like going shopping or getting on Amazon is something that would make you feel better. Or maybe overeating or maybe drinking too much. It could be any earthly comfort or maybe seeking out a relationship that we know we shouldn't be seeking out for comfort. That's what happens in our discouragement. But in encouragement, just like they said, you know, just like Moses lifted up that bronze serpent in the desert, if we shift our focus on Christ, that really changes our gaze. You know, when we're looking up, we can see the world in front of us and we can understand the earth for what it is and what it is not, because we understand Christ for who he is and who he is not. And so he's our resurrected Savior. Again, that's our orientation, is to live a heavenly life. And so in those moments that we realize that that's the most important thing that we focus on, if we shift our gaze up and away from earthly things, then that reorients our whole entire life. And then that becomes the absolute source for being an encouraging person. You know, somebody that can be not a divider, but somebody who brings together. And everybody knows now, granted, we know that this didn't last a very long time, right? That community of apostleship that had no needs and like everybody was doing well, that happens within a small group. Many of you, even within your family circle or a small group of individuals, often the needs can be met because it's a small enough group. As Christianity grew, we know so did the problems within it grew as well. But within these small groups of people that we have, small groups of believers, kind of like we have here this morning, we could really gain encouragement by just this very morning shifting our gaze up to Christ and reminding ourselves of who we focus our entire lives on. And so that's how we start the morning. We start the morning gazing up at the Lord, then receiving him in the Eucharist, and then going out and being an encouragement to other people. And so remember that, like today, be St. Barnabas, be a son or a daughter of encouragement to other people. And maybe that's just like the mission. Even if it's like one thing, if you see somebody who looks a little bit like down or glum, be a son or daughter of encouragement to that person today. I guarantee you that one thing changes the tide of everything for a person. It's amazing when somebody just says a kind word of encouragement to you. One mean email to me can affect me for like a month, right? You know, and it's just like, it's crazy, right? That's how much a negative thing can do. And sometimes it takes like 10 really positive things to kind of lift you up out of that. But man, what a world we can create if we're sons and daughters of encouragement. And so let's take that with us today in our risen Lord. God bless you all.